This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's highest good can transcend any dispute. So recently, I talked about the dispute between Barnabas and Paul and John Mark. While they were traveling on a mission trip, John Mark abruptly decided to leave their first mission trip. Now, as they're planning their second mission trip, John Mark wants to rejoin the group. Paul is dead set against it. However, Barnabas disagreed with him. They saw things differently and decided to part ways. And sometimes when we think about a dispute or a parting of the ways, we only think about the worst. But let us not forget that God transcends any dispute. So in other words, God's highest will and his purpose for matters will still ultimately prevail. And in this instance, Paul was very concerned about losing momentum. Now Barnabas is gone. He's by himself. How is he going to cover all of the territory that he desires? But as Barnabas left, God would send Silas and Timothy. Those three men covered more than 3,000 miles of territory, spreading God's word. They would also build churches in Macedonia and Greece. So instead of the dispute causing them to lose momentum, they only gained it. So if you're wrestling today with a dispute, know that God has all parties in his hand. And let us cling to these words. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know that God's will can transcend your disputes.